Over 50% of people have had their holiday ruined by snoring, and many snorers won't take camping or coaching holidays and will actively avoid long flights. That's one of the findings of research conducted by the British Snoring and Sleep Apnea Association. And according to Marianne Davey from the association, it's not just the snorers themselves that suffer.
Another thing that came out of our survey was how actually sharing the hotel room with a snorer was a problem. 20% of people said they'd slept on the balcony. Another 20% they'd slept in the bathroom. And then again, we had about 18% of people who said that they were just so fed up, they packed up and went home. That's an awful lot of people who had their holiday disrupted by their snoring. So it really does become a big problem for a lot of us.
What sort of things can we do then if we know that one of us is snoring and that it could potentially be a problem? What can we do before our holiday to try and alleviate that problem?
Well, obviously, if you are a known snorer, the first thing you need to do is plan well in advance, just like you do with your aeroplane tickets or booking your hotel. If you know you're a snorer, seek help early so that you've got time to find out what's causing your snoring and find a resolution. If you can't do that, then you really need to take some quick fix measures, which may or may not work, but we rather hope they do. And you can try very simple things, the sort of things that you can buy in the shops, like the little chin-up strips and the nasal strips across the nose. And of course, always think about the partner. Buy some earplugs to take for the partner and maybe the rest of the family, because very often the whole family will be sleeping in the same room. So it's not just your bed partner that you're going to be disturbing, it could be your whole family. And again, that's going to make for a very miserable holiday for everybody. So those are some of the things that you can do prior to going.
If you have got a little bit more time to pre-plan it, have you got sort of like three top tips of things to look at first and foremost?
Well, first of all, we're going to have a look and see what causes the snoring. And obviously, there are lots of reasons why people snore, but we can do some very simple things very quickly. For example, a lot of people snore because they sleep with their mouth open. So what we can do is a little mouth open test. So we, first of all, would say, if you know you sleep with your mouth open, try and close your mouth and see if you can make that snoring noise. Now, if you can't, the resolution is very, very simple. What you need to do is buy one of those little smiley-shaped chin-up strips, which go around the outside of the chin, and that will stop your mouth from dropping open. So that's a very, very simple, very easy, very compact thing to take on holiday. And that might make the difference between snoring or not. If, when you've done the mouth breathing test, if you can still snore with your mouth open and your mouth closed, then we're going to have to look elsewhere. So what we're going to do as the next step is, we want to stick your tongue out as far as it will go, grip it between your teeth and see if you can make a snoring noise with it in that position. Now, if the snoring is less or completely gone, then that indicates that you're what we term a tongue-based snorer. And what happens here is when you lay down, gravity pulls the tongue to the back of the throat, and in effect, it blocks off the airway. It stops the air from going into your lungs. So what's happening here, the air is passing down the airway and it's vibrating that tongue up and down. And so that's the noise we know as snoring. So if we can get the tongue away from the back of the throat, then the air will have much more room. The airway will be bigger and it will pass down without it vibrating those structures. Now, what we can do for tongue-based snorers is there's a very simple gum shield type device that just goes in the mouth and it literally brings the jaw forward. And because the tongue is attached to the lower jaw, the tongue will come forward very easy and then no snoring because the air won't be vibrating the tongue. So if you're a known snorer, that's something that you can plan for in advance. Other very simple things that you can do is if you know you're a snorer and maybe you suffer from allergy type symptoms and you get perhaps stuffy nose and you can't breathe properly, ring the hotel in advance and say to them, if you've got feather bedding, could you please supply me with something that's non-feather because I might be allergic to it and I don't want to snore. Very, very simple thing to do, and I'm sure the hotel will be very obliging.
And while you're actually on holiday, any do's and don'ts?
Well, we all know that maybe overeating, drinking a lot of alcohol, and maybe smoking a lot tends to make us snore more. And these are the sort of things that we do on holiday. Obviously, that's what we're going for, to enjoy ourselves and enjoy life's pleasures. So we just need to be aware that these things might exacerbate an existing snoring problem. So what we can do is to say, don't eat or drink too late. make sure you've got a good few hours for everything to settle down, because alcohol, again, tends to work like a little bit of an allergy. It causes all the lining of the nose and throat to swell, which restricts your breathing. And therefore, the air can't pass around your airway without it vibrating those structures. So perhaps if you can have your alcohol 2, 3, or 4 hours before you plan to go to sleep, that will give your body time to settle down, and hopefully you'll be able to sleep without that snoring. So lots of little quick measures that you can do. Just be aware that these things might happen.
That's Marianne Davey from the British Snoring and Sleep Apnea Association.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.